You're listening to Science Friday from NPR News. I'm Ira Flatow. Next up, a little bit of Back to the Future, and that would be sailing through space as opposed to crashing into the moon. You know that out in space there is no air and there's no wind, but back in 1609, before we knew any of that, Johannes Kepler wrote a letter to Galileo, and in it he predicted that someday, maybe, it would be possible to design ships and sails, quote, adapted to the breezes of heaven, and they might transport people around the solar system. Well, in the last 400 years, we've figured out what those breezes are and how we could use them to push a sail through space, but we've yet to make the first flight with any sort of sailing spacecraft. Well, that might change soon if my next guest has his way. Lou Friedman is executive director of the Planetary Society in Pasadena, California. Welcome back to Science Friday, Dr. Friedman.
Well, nice to be here. Hello.
Hello. Tell us about this sailing spaceship, a spaceship with a sail on it.
Yeah, it's a terrific idea. It's been around for a while, actually, since the 1920s, but now we're finally getting the means to do it. And it's not solar wind. There is a wind from the sun, and that's protons and electrons, which you actually just heard a little about. But they go at relatively low speeds. What the real way to do sailing is from light pressure, the photons, the pure energy of sunlight. And when they bounce off a highly reflective, thin mirror that we're going to have made of aluminized mylar, they will transfer their momentum to the sail and act as a continuous thrust. And by steering that sail, we can go inwards or outwards. And someday, it's the only technology we know that will take us on interstellar flight. Hmm. And that's why we're so excited about trying it now.
So there's enough power from just sunlight itself to push a spaceship.
Yes, that's right. It's a low thrust that you'll get. It's a low acceleration, but it's continuously acting, and it'll build up speeds.
Right. And how far could you take this? I mean, you lose sunlight quickly out there, don't you?
Well, that's right. And for the first steps, we'll use sunlight to fly in and near Earth orbit, maybe out into interplanetary space, missions to Venus and Mars, and even the asteroids could be done this way. But ultimately, you would run out of sunlight. And even though you can build up enormous speeds going out of the solar system, when you start to go out of the solar system, you're going to want to use a laser power system, a laser light that can focus light over long, long distances, interstellar distances. And that's the way someday interstellar travel will happen, or interstellar spacecraft will happen. That's probably still 100 or 200 years in the future, though.
So you have a spaceship, sort of a proof of concept idea.
Yes, we're going to use we're going to marry two technologies. One very small, called a nanosat, a spacecraft that only weighs on the order of 5 kilograms. A very, very small satellite. It would fit on your desktop, but it's going to have a very large sail, 5.5 meters by 5.5 meters in size, because that's what you want for solar sail spacecraft. You want large areas to collect photons, and you want small mass so that your acceleration is high. We tried this a few years ago with a more conventional spacecraft that weighed over 100 kilograms. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the rocket failed at that time.
Yeah, I remember that.
But our acceleration, even as we make this very much smaller spacecraft, will be greater than anything that's ever been attempted.
And when might we see this being launched?
Well, we hope to be ready for launch by the end of next year. One of the things that's really strange with working with nanosats, and it's exciting, in fact, the basic building block is called a CubeSat. You can buy them online, is the hardware costs become relatively small and relatively easy to work with. And so we're going to build a spacecraft very fast and hope to launch by the end of next year.
Mm-hmm. And who knows from there on if that works? Sailing is the future, if you want to go.
We have a three-step process. We have three missions. You can read more about it on our website at planetary.org, in which we actually do want to go out into interplanetary space on the third step.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, and good luck to you, Lou.
Okay, well, thanks very much for your interest.
You're welcome. Lou Friedman, Executive Director of the Planetary Society in Pasadena, California.